Bradley Harmon, 113-pound junior, Farmington Knights.
And helping the Knights to a fourth place finish in state, Harmon finished third individually in the 113-pound class. He was a conference and district champion and finished the year with a 23-11 record.
Bradley Harmon, Farmington Knights.
Farmington junior 113-pounder Bradley Harmon with us now for his dream team interview for wrestling. Bradley, congratulations on making your first dream team appearance.
Thank you.
Junior season, and you finished third place at the state tournament individually. Give me some of your favorite memories from the season.
I think that my third and fourth place match is my greatest memory, because just saying that whenever I wrestled that same kid in the quarters and he beat me by a couple points, I was determined to come back and beat him in the placement match. And then I had to beat Sean Beeman before him. So I pinned him, and then I came back, and when that kid beat me by just a few points, I ended up pinning him in the second. So I think that would be my greatest memory. And then another really good memory, I would say, is the conference title. I had to wrestle one of my great friends, and he was trying to take it easy, and I wasn't there to be nice, so I just wrestled to my ability and took the conference title from him.
Who'd you wrestle against for the conference championship?
It was Hunter Clardy from Jackson.
What's that like, wrestling against a guy you know and respect and like, and then just having that killer instinct to have to beat him?
It's kind of upsetting that you actually have friends, and then when you step on the mat, you have to snap and become enemies. But once you come off the mat, you are friends again. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing as just any other sport. But
something also I didn't realize was the fact that the guy who beat you in the quarterfinal at state was the guy that you came back and beat for third place. So that's pretty cool. You had to come all the way back through WrestleBacks just to place third. I'm sure that was a lot of determination going through your head once you had gotten beat for that first time.
Yeah, I was very determined, and it was my first time placing, so I really wanted it more than those other four kids. So
it kind of put your back against the wall, too, because if you lose again from there, your run's going to be done at the state tournament. But did that actually make you wrestle a little bit better, knowing that there was no margin for error?
Yeah, that made me wrestle my hardest out of all of it. That I didn't want to not place, because I was already there, and I was so close to placing. So I just wanted to be there and place for it, for the team, and just keep scoring and getting points for the team.
How cool is that to be a part of five Dream Team athletes and take up half of the Dream Team with Farmington Knights?
It feels really good to become part of the Dream Team and be with four of my teammates on the Dream Team, and just experiencing all this with them just makes it a whole lot better.
The big difference between those guys and you is that four of them are seniors. You're the only junior of the Dream Team group, so you'll be back. That means you probably have pretty lofty goals for next year, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm coming in next year with a mindset to go for the championship, because placing third, I mean, feels great, but I just want that state championship.
What's it going to take to get it?
A lot of determination, hard work, and just brutal beatdowns on everybody that I step on the mat with.
I like that. Do you anticipate wrestling at the same weight class next year?
I'll probably go to 120 next year, but I'm going to try and certify for 113 next year so I can wrestle it.
Does it get more difficult moving up in the weight class, or does it just kind of depend on the depth of that weight class in any given year?
It just depends on the weight class, the depth of it, but most of the time it gets harder because the kids get stronger and stronger as you bump up. So it just depends on who you are and who the opponents are you have to wrestle.
Any other memories from the season stick out to you throughout the year?
I mean, getting 12th at Kansas City was a big significant win for me too.
and the Kansas City Stampede, that's like a national invite, right? I mean, you got teams coming from all over the country into that thing.
Yeah, it's a lot harder than state because you have people from like New York and Texas, Oklahoma, Illinois, all kinds of places, and these kids are just really strong, really good, and they're faster than some of the other kids from here in Missouri. So it just gets harder and harder as you go through that tournament.
How long have you been wrestling, Bradley?
I've been wrestling since first grade, so about 10 years now.
So they get you started pretty young at Farmington, huh?
I started because my oldest brother started.
And what's his name?
Brian Harmon.
Okay. The name sounds familiar. I'm guessing he was a pretty darn good wrestler himself.
Yeah, he got third place as a senior for Farmington.
Well, Bradley, tell me a little bit about your family. Let's talk about your parents a little bit. What are their names and what have they meant to your success?
My mom's name is Pam Harmon. My dad is Gary Harmon. They have been the majority of the source of me in my victories of all wrestling. They push me to the maximum to where I can't hardly stand up and push myself even harder whenever I don't have that extra breath or that mental drive to keep going. They just keep on pushing and pushing so I get better and better.
And again, the team finished third at state this year. You, Jared Nicholson, Colin Hewitt, William Siebert, all with third place finishes. But how hard were you guys rooting for Devin Savage during his state championship match for him to bring that hardware home?
We were all rooting really, really hard for him. No one wanted to see him lose there. No one left our seats, so we just sat there and whenever he won, me and a couple of our other teammates just sprinted down to the tunnel to congratulate him when he won.
Savage, Nicholson, Hewitt, Siebert, I'm sure they've been pretty big leaders on the team, but next year you're going to go into that leadership role, and you might already be there now, but definitely as a senior you'll have that on your shoulders. Is that something that you're ready for?
I think I'm ready for it. I mean, I've been helping out around on the team. Like, I've been teaching some of the younger kids how to do certain moves that they don't know about, and I've been helping my partner more and more going through the season.
Well, Bradley, is there anybody else you'd like to thank for helping you along the way throughout your wrestling career?
I'd like to thank my oldest brother, Brian, my middle brother, Logan Harmon, and then Ian Asher, my wrestling partner in the room, for all the work they've done for me.
Okay, Bradley, congratulations once again on making the dream team, and we wish you good luck next season as well.
Thank you.
Bradley Harmon from the Farmington Knights wrestling team on the Wrestling Dream Team for 2016.